We are here at the 2020 GAC in Washington, D.C., and I think half the conference is walking right by here, Patrick.
I know. And they're not stopping. That's the problem. No. You know, we have to give them something to stop and listen
exactly,
to.
Exactly. So. We are here with Patrick LaPine. Patrick LaPine. Try saying that three times fast.
I do a lot, so I'm used to it. So
you're used to it. So you are with, obviously, the League of Southeastern Credit Unions, and I know the show hasn't even really started yet, but how about expectations? What are you expecting from this year's GAC?
You know, I always tell anyone that's never been here before, or if they haven't been here in a long time, mm-hmm. I always say, you know, this is kind of, how would I get you prepared for it? Mm-hmm. I go, it's kind of the equivalent of the Super Bowl, the Oscars, the Grammys, you know, of our industry all rolled up
into one.
Daytona
500.
Exactly. Yep. Hopefully no crashes
here.
But no, I mean, it is, you know, it is basically, you know, the biggest, largest, I think, credit union conference in the country. Mm-hmm. I know this morning I was in a meeting with Jim Nussel, and he mm-hmm. said this is their fifth consecutive year of growing it, and now, you know, we'll be
really?
Topping 5,500 attendees this year, so largest ever. So you know, it is I think, you know, just a great conference. Now obviously we're all here because governmental affairs, and you know, go up to the Hill on mm-hmm. Wednesday and Thursday. But also, I think, you know, what makes it great is it's a great networking event. Almost everyone who's who of our industry is here, not only among credit union people, but vendors, mm-hmm. third-party partners. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to set up a lot of side meetings, get a lot of value out of the week. And there's mm-hmm. great speakers, great breakouts. So, yeah, I mean, it is, for first-time attendees, I think it's like a lot of things. It's a little bit overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You learn things you would do differently the next time, where you would stay, how you would pack. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's a great event.
Indeed. And anything you're looking forward to? Like Nikki Haley is going to be talking?
You know,
a number of folks.
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year we got that big surprise with Vice President Pence coming in.
That's
that was not even really, until we got here, like no one even knew.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, usually when you bring in a dignitary at that level, first of all, they don't want you to know because they don't want all the kooks coming
mm-hmm.
out. But at the same time, you know, it was a big, you know, surprise and a big honor, you know, to get mm-hmm. the Vice President of the United States to come to your event. Yeah, this year, I mean, we got some great speakers. To my knowledge, President Trump is not coming, so you know, we may not be able to trump Pence from last year, but at the same time, you know, really for me, what I look forward to is connecting with people.
Mm-hmm.
I schedule a lot of side meetings, so there's not a lot of downtime for me.
Yeah, I can't imagine what your schedule
is.
Yeah,
well, I mean, if you saw it, you'd be shocked, but yeah, I mean, you know, because we just brought in Georgia into the
mm-hmm.
LSCU,
yep.
I've been up in Georgia a lot visiting cranes, but then as I look at the registration list, there's people that I haven't met yet, so I'm doing some side meetings and lunches
mm-hmm.
and breakfasts with people.
Okay. Well, tell me about the latest, this consolidation with the Southeastern League of Credit Unions. You guys recently brought in, for lack of better terminology, Georgia Credit Union Association.
Yeah.
So what prompted that, and what have you learned since then?
Well, you know, we, back in 2009, Florida and Alabama actually decided to consolidate and create the LSCU.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, it was the first true consolidation of state leagues. So, you know, let's just call it 10, 11 years ago now, right? So now fast forward to now, with us bringing Georgia in this last year, and then the recent consolidation of New Jersey
mm-hmm.
and Pennsylvania
mm-hmm.
to create the Cross States Credit Union Association, I believe there's 27 states now that are part of a multi-state league. So clearly it's a trend over the
mm-hmm.
last decade.
Yeah.
I guess it's not surprising if people really think about it, you know, as credit union industry continues to consolidate, our members, we're having less members.
Right.
Now, overall, members and assets are growing,
mm-hmm.
but there's just less credit union.
Right.
So it makes sense that the trade associations that represent them
mm-hmm.
would look at the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so we actually, it was 2 years ago this conference that Mike Mercer from Georgia approached me and said, hey, you know, when we, you know, get back, I'd like to find some time to talk
really?
To you about maybe, you know, doing something.
Mm-hmm.
And said, sure. And that kind of started it. So when I got here yesterday, I thought about that. It was 2 years ago. But yeah, we actually legally closed on the consolidation on August 31st. So when I came into work on September 1st,
mm-hmm.
we were, you know, a three-state league. So really the last quarter of the year had really been about just implementation. And we're still working through some things, trying to get some things launched that we need to get launched. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, for us, I mean, we now represent 340 credit unions.
That's good for you guys.
Between the three states,
mm-hmm.
Over 10 million credit union members. And about $110 billion in assets
mm-hmm.
between all those cranes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we really, you know, think that helps position ourselves as a leading regional, because
mm-hmm.
I even say state league, regional
know,
trade association, as well as, you know, hopefully continue to be able to offer a lot of great products and services
mm-hmm.
to our cranes. So keep on doing what we're doing, but hopefully get better.
Yeah, because I was, as you were talking about that, because I remember, I think last year, the end, NWCUA, they brought in Idaho, so there's another one that's they're consolidating even more so.
So what
do you guys have to do on your end as an already established league when you bring in another state? What do you have to, is there like ramping up to do, staffing, that type of stuff?
Or
what's involved there, and how does the credit union ultimately benefit from that?
Yeah, so I think first of all, you know, ultimately it's not much different than two credit unions merging, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you try to figure out where, you know, first of all, is there gonna be efficiencies, is there gonna be economies of scale gained, looking at, you know, what you do and looking at your entire, you know, talent,
mm-hmm.
you know, where do people fit?
Mm-hmm.
One thing we said going into this was that, you know, it's, we're not doing this to get efficient. It isn't like, you know, sometimes in the corporate world, you know, you have two banks merge and, you know, and then they lay off a bunch of people. You know, I mean, you know, obviously as you go through these type of things, you know, you continue to evaluate what's the best structure,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you listen. You listen to your credit union to try to understand what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And working with the board of directors, our combined board of directors, which is now an 18-person board of directors, six and six from each state, so equal representation, you know, try to chart out a path that we think not only provides the type of products and services that our cranes want and expect from the league and our for-profit entities, but then also, you know, really make sure that we, you know, we're spending those members' dues dollars wisely.
Do you guys have, like, obviously short-term, long-term goals, that type of stuff you
want
to accomplish
in the
meantime?
Yeah, so definitely a lot of what we've been focused on is very tactical, so short-term. You know, but, you know, as we go into our board plan retreat this year, and this will be the first year as the combined league, new league, going into our planning retreat in September, you know, that is really our opportunity to kind of chart the longer, you know, vision for the organization. You know, so by then, in September, as I said, we close August 31st of 19. That gets about a year in our rear view window. It's okay, what have we learned? What do we know? And then really be able to work with our board to say, okay, let's think 3, 5, 7 years out, horizon, and really think about, you know, what our goals are. You know, we're, you know, what's really unique about us is that, and for the LSCU, it was kind of like this already before, but even maybe more now, is that, you know, this year we forecast about $36 million in revenue. And only six of that comes from dues. So,
really?
So you know, and that's a good model because, you know, you can't keep raising dues. It gets to a point, some people just say that's enough,
exactly.
Uncle.
So,
you know, for us, I mean, we have a very robust for-profit operations. We have a lot of capital to invest in new products and services that ultimately will benefit our members and hopefully help stabilize the future cost of membership. So I think a lot of our conversations at our retreat, and we look long-term, will be, you know, we can't misuse this opportunity we've been given. So, you know, we're very fortunate to have the capital we have through this consolidation, and we have a three-state footprint and a very lucrative market
well.
It's okay. So, you know, when we look back 5, 7 years from now, what have we done? What investments have we made today that will hopefully make us a long-term, sustainable organization? You know, for our and to benefit our member and client credit unions. So that's really what we'll be focusing on.
Okay, very cool. Any advice for other leagues out there looking to merge? Because I mean, you guys have gotten pretty good at it.
You know, it's.
So, What advice do you have for
I would say, you know,
talking.
And I think, you know, not unlike a credit union merger, I think, first of all, I think any time that, you know, if you're in that situation, and we, you know, like I said, there's a lot of still single state leagues, but then also some multi-state leagues that may be looking for that next
one.
But I always think, you know, really what I've learned through my two go-rounds now on this is that, one, you know, you have to really, it's a lot of it's about relationships. So, you know, maybe having good relationships with another league president that maybe you're interested in doing something with. Obviously, most important thing, I think, is really looking for fit. And what I mean by that is, you know, what do we have versus what do you have? You know, are we going to just be overlapping on things, or do you have certain products and services that we don't have that we could then export to our existing credit unions and vice versa, we could export to you. So, and then we were able to do that with Georgia. There wasn't a lot of overlap.
Oh, good.
So I think looking for that fit where you're going to be able, where 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2, hopefully it equals 3, right? And then lastly, I would not get hung up on, and this hasn't really happened yet, to the most part, there's only probably one example, but don't get hung up on continuous, you know, geographical expansion. So let's say, if we thought, and if let's say Michigan thought we were a good marriage, don't get hooked up because there's just a bunch of states between us. So if the fit's you know, the trust is there, the synergies are there, don't get, you know, and I think we're going to maybe over time see more of that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, oh, Oh my, I can't imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know,
Georgia and Michigan.
Yeah, you know, and you know, but for us, you know, the thing is, we have a lot of, you know, some states, and we're one of them. We have credit unions in other states. They have branches. They may not be domiciled in Florida or Alabama, but we have down in Florida.
Sure.
We have a
lot of
have a lot of credit union people that have second homes in, you know, in down in Florida.
Mm-hmm,
so they're,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have members that have second homes or retirement homes down in Florida.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, we've had a couple cranes come into Florida to do business because they said, geez, we run our zip codes of our members where we're sending statements and everything. They're down there.
Right.
They're down. We need a branch down there. We have enough members down there that we need a branch down there. So, you know, so I think, you know, it's looking for the right fit. I think the only state right now that would fall into that is when the Cooperative Crane Association brought in Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, it's not continuous to Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but it's a small state, but, you know, you can throw a stone and hit Delaware, you know, so, but yeah, but I think, you know, one of these days someone will, you know, bring on that pretty significant non-continuous.
That'd be a bold move, but yeah. Probably happen.
But it's about
sure.
fit, you know, you shouldn't get hooked up on just state lines.
Yeah, I agree. Alrighty, sir. I know you got a busy schedule ahead of you, so I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to.
Now this is a good time.
Minutes.
You know, a couple days from now, I'd be dragging a lot more than on a Sunday. But
exactly.
No, I appreciate. Thanks
so
for
much,
having
Patrick.
Me on.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
Thank you,
Patrick Lapine. Everybody, League of Southeastern Credit Unions. And if you're looking to merge with another credit union league, call him. He's got the answers. Good job.